what's going on. Something new, a new ambiguity, a new tonality freshener. Only now, it's a syntactic one, rhythmic displacement. Did you notice how syntactically broken up that marching tune is? How asymmetrical it is? We might say that this discontinuity of rhythm is a metrical or syntactic counterpart of the polytonality we'd been talking about. You understand? We might even call it rhythmic dissonance. My old friend Harold Shapiro used to call it Igor's asymmetry racket, meaning affectionately, of course, in fact, adoringly, that Stravinsky had developed asymmetrical procedure into an art of its own. Where would any Stravinsky piece be without asymmetry? Early works or late works, they all display this revivifying new art. And now that we're in the syntactic department, we can use strong Chomskyan linguistic language again. What Stravinsky does is to take those transformational procedures we discovered weeks ago in Mozart, remember the G minor symphony? Those deep structure deletions and the like, and makes them into new surface structures of their own. It's very much like the cubistic procedures of Braque or Picasso, who see an object through a prism, as it were, and exhibit the resulting optical fragmentation bit by asymmetrical bit. And just so with Stravinsky, all those once hidden deletions and permutations are now on brilliantly lit display right up there on the surface. Let's hear it.